Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah ratio test, mitzvah 219. This is the second mitzvah related to leket. Yesterday we discussed the mitzvah of the assay of leket, the assay of what falls. It must be left over for the ani. And today is the los assay, the isser of gathering what fell. Shlalakacha shibalim hanoflim b'shasakatzir. Not to pick up the stalks that fall as I'm cutting. It's based on the same pasuk. So we read the pasuk again. Uvakutzrachem es kitzir artzachem. Yesterday we focused on the emphasis of yours. Kitzirchem es kitzir artzachem. Lo sachale paasa decha liktzor. Don't cut your field. The peya v'leket kitzircha lo salakate. Those are the four words of today's mitzvah. Leket kitzircha lo salakeit. Remember, the assay is not even in this pasuk. The assay of pay and leket are in the following pasuk. La niv la gerita azovotam, as Bezrat Hashem will talk about again soon. But this is the iser related to leket. Let's just read it, and then we'll talk about some more issues. Shelo lakacha shibalam anoflam b'shas hakatzir. The iser is of taking leket as it falls. Avol nazov otam laniyim. We have to leave them for the aniyim. Shene'emar v'leket kitzircha lo salakeit. Do not pick up the gatherings of what fell. Hopefully we'll talk about that. Kamosha b'yana b'peya, just like we spoke about by peya, the iser that does not get malchus because it can be fixed by the assay of giving it even after I cut down my corner. So too, by leket, if I gather it up, I can give it out again. And then it is a lav hanitak la'asei, a lav that's fixed by an assay. V'kol inyan mitzvah zu gamke kasavte l'mala b'seder zeh mitzvah zeh shal leket. Look at yesterday's mitzvah to understand the issues. Just to keep in mind, the four mitzvahs after this, the first four mitzvahs of next week, are the same exact mitzvahs that we discussed this week, except by grapes, by vines. This week we had two mitzvahs of peya and two mitzvahs of leket, so we're going to have, we're not going to have peya, but it will be related to peya, right? The next two mitzvahs are pasa kerem, each vine, but the vineyards, and the next two after that will be the leket form of kerem, which we'll see is called peret. But that's the eight mitzvahs that we have, non-vines and vines. So this continues what we said in the past couple of days. Two ha'aras related to yesterday. One is, we had a machlokas rishonim, seemingly between the rabbam and another rishonim in Oshei, about leket b'mechubar. Just to note, there is an organization today called Leket Yisrael. Remember, I took my daughter there for her bat mitzvah with her friends, and that is, there are many fields in Eretz Yisrael that are just left because it's not economically or financially worthwhile for the farmers, for the people who own the land, to produce it, to cut it, to harvest it. It's like too expensive certain times of year. So there are acres and acres of lands all over the country that are just abandoned. And this organization called Leket Yisrael gets together groups, volunteer, and you gather them, and they give them to the Aniyim. They send them to the Aniyim. So that's an example. They call it Leket Yisrael. I don't know if they asked a Shiloh, they don't know how to call it a leket, but if that has the din of leket, that's an example of leket b'mechubar. It's an example of, it's left, it's not shichicha, it was dafka left there on purpose by the owners. It's not peya, it's a whole field, so pashas is included, maybe it's just hefker. Maybe it's none of the mitzvahs, but they call it leket Yisrael. If this Rambam, if we hold like this Rambam of leket b'mechubar, then that might be another example. It's not just one that you missed out in the cutting, but it could be a whole field that were abandoned by the owners that the aniyim could go take them. That's leket Yisrael, one ha'ara on the mechubar. The other issue that I wanted to mention that we were about to talk about yesterday is a big question in all of the achronim. So all the achronim discuss this issue of suffik leket leket. Right, these two mitzvahs, today and yesterday, is all about leket. So the Chinuch mentioned yesterday that if somebody has a doubt of whether something is leket or not, I'm not sure if this is leket or it's mine, I have to give it to the aniyim. The Mishnah discusses in Maseches Peya, if I put all of my pile on leket, I mean, there was some stuff on the floor, and I didn't mean to put it there. And then I don't know what was leket on the bottom. So I have to give everything on the bottom layer. Because it's suffik leket, suffik daraisa lechumra. But the question is that suffik daraisa lechumra? Is this a suffik about an isser, or is this suffik about mumminess? That's why this is such a fascinating issue that all the achronim deal with it. Because it has an isser element, there's a mitzvah, but there's also a dini mumminess element, because there's money. Is it your money, is it the ani's money? Question one, how do you deal with this? And number two is the question why there are two different psukim that Chazal learned this halacha out from. One pasuk is quoted there in the Chinuch yesterday from Tehillim, Ani Varash Hatstiku, an Ani and a poor person, Hatstiku, make righteous. And we dash him from there, Tzadik Mil Shalcha V'Tenlo, right? Make righteous, give him from what is yours, V'Tenlo, a gift to him, which is even that mukkar itself is a great lum dishmakar, because is it yours or is it theirs? Tzadik mi shelcha. Is it yours? The Chazal say, even though it's yours, it should be yours, you have to give it? Or is that being megala that it's not yours? Tzadik mi shelcha v'tein lo. So that lashon sounds like it's yours and you have to give it, even though it should be yours according to rules. But that's one source. The other source is learned out from Ta'azov. That's the lashon that the Rambam quoted that we saw yesterday in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. So the question is, what do you need two sources for? That's what I started to read, but we'll read it now. Is mentioned by the Mishnas Yavetz. Rav Zhalti, one of the great Rabbani Yerushalayim in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, writes in Simon Yudches and Yaradeya, Lachin Nira Be'ikar Adin, the Safik Matnas Aniyim, Havi Laniyim, Deishmaza Shnei Dinim. There are two halachos of this, two elements of this halacha of Safik Leket you have to give to the Aniyim. Chada, number one, Dal Safik Leket, Yesh Chalos Shem Leket, Mitoras Vadai. Once something is deemed Safik Leket, we are allowed to view it as vadai leket. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Safek leket goes to the aniyim bevadai. Sometimes safek is, you're not sure what to do. But once in a while, safek you're allowed to treat as for sure not, or for sure yes, depending on the halacha. We have this case by safek mamzer. We have it by safek, maybe by mamonis. But here, safek leket has a chalos shein b'taras vadai. That's what you learn from the pasuk of ta'azov. Dechsiv b'parja leka shecho peya, d'yal safek leket yish chalos shein leket. And then number two, there's a din of dini mamonis. That's Safik Mamon Aniyim Havi La'aniyim. Meaning, like we've mentioned many times, in every area of halacha, the Torah tells us what to do in cases of Safik. Safik Isser, Daraisa L'chumra, Darabana L'kula. Safik Dini Mamanis, Hamotzi Mechaber L'varaya. Safik Etumah V'tara, Safik Tumah Bereshos Hayachid Istameh, Bereshos Harabit V'stahar. Now we have an added din. Safik Aniyim, Safik Mamon Aniyim is La'aniyim. That's what the Torah tells me to do. You're not sure what to do, so you have to give it to the aniyim. V'zeu din mechudash b'dini mamanis shalmatnas aniyim. Shari b'chol dini mamanis arbinem motz mechver lo varaya. Avo b'maman aniyim, gam b'safik havil aniyim. That's what's learned out from anivarash atztiku. It should kind of be yours. That's what he darshan's from here. Tzadik mishalcha. But v'tein lo, and you have to give it. And then Rav Zhalti goes beautifully and says, what do you need both psukim for? What do you need both of these din for? Number one, to teach me that if it's a safik leket, there's a chiddush Torah that it's vadai chaloshem leket. Number two, that it's a regular din of safik dini mamanis, which, safik manis aniyim, which would go to the aniyim. So he's like the Gemara. V'tzricha l'tshavayu. If you say that it's the first din, that a safek leket is b'toras vadei leket, that you would only say by a safek hashakul. By a 50-50 chance, you're not sure whether it's leket or not. 50-50, the Torah says it's vadei leket. Tahavi safek, gives a leket or low. So the Torah tells me, ta'azov, leave it, it has the status of leket. But let's say there's 80% chance that it's the balabayas's. Then you're going to say there that it's Vadei Leket? No, you're not. It's 80% chance that it's the Shalav Alabayas. So with just the first din, you wouldn't say it goes to the Aniyim in that case. That's why you have the second din of whenever there's any doubt, Lamaisa, it goes to the Aniyim. That's why you need the second Pasuk and the second din of Leket. But on the other hand, says Rav Zhalti, you also can't only have the second din. Because if you only have the second din of Safek Leket, you're not sure what to do here, so you give it to the Aniyim, the Ani would have to take off Trumas Lamaisras. Because it's only his Batara Safek. Maybe it really belongs to the owner, and it's Chayiv in Trumas Lamaisras. Only if it's really Leket do we say that it's Pater from Trumas Lamaisras. So that's why you need the first din as well, that Safek Leket has a din Bataras Vadai, and once even if it's only Batara Safek, I am giving it to him, once he gets it Bataras Vadai, it's his, and he doesn't have to give Trumas Lamaisras from it. Amnam gam la'achar she'alfina mikra da'ani v'rashat stiku, the savik amamun ani la'aniyim, mikamakom b'inan korda ta'azov, the savik lak aleket. Why? V'haynu dim savik lak arezah shalaniyim rak me'alacha da'ani v'rash, imkin ha'ani chayv la'achar she'im shubas amaisris. He says, that's why you need the second din of vadai leket. So he wanted suffik and I have to give it to him. So vadai, he does not have to give shrumas and maestras. Okay, this is the beautiful chiddush of Rav Zhalti in the Mishnas Yavetz in Simei Yudches and Yaradeya. Okay, having to do with these two mitzvahs. One other idea related to leket that I found today. When you want to research leket and peya, one has to look in two places. here, right here in Parshas Kedoshim, where we have the first time the Torah talks about Leket and Peah. Shichacha, as I said, is later on. That's in Sefer Dvarim. Even though they're always grouped together in Mishnayos, in Maseches Peah, Peah, Leket, and Shichacha are all discussed. But in the Torah, Peah and Leket are put together here, and they're also put together in Parshas Kedoshim. By Kedoshim, which we'll talk about more in a minute. But there, I saw in the Otras HaTorah, they quote, L'chor tamua ma'od. Isn't it interesting? The halacha is, as we've said the past couple of days, ta'azov. You have to leave the leket over. And the halacha is, I'm not even allowed to help the ani, let's say, load it onto his animal. You have to leave it! Ta'azov! Not allowed to help him. Rashi quotes over there, ta'azov. The pasuk, this is in Emor. Sorry, I didn't mention it. One is in here in Kedoshim, the other one is in Emor. Perachav Gimel Pasach Chavez. It repeats. Uva kutzrachem es ketzir artzachem. Lo sechale pa'asot chav b'kutzrachav. Lekatz kutzrachav. Lo selakeit. Lo aniv lager ta'azov otam. You have to leave them. Rashi there in Emor. Hanach lefnehem v'heim yolketu. Leave it and they'll gather. Ve'ein l'cha l'sayeya es echad mehem. Don't help them. So, ask the Otras HaTorah, why not? Let's say there's one ani there, and he's trying to get it onto his donkey. Why can't I help him put it onto his donkey? What, it's only in a case where there are four aniim there, and you don't want to show favoritism? Rashi sounds like, based on quoting Chazal, that you're not going to help the ani pick up the leket. Says the Otras HaTorah, it relates to the idea that we said yesterday. And that is, Yard the Torah l'dakus machshav ha'aktanav yosher l'shal adam. Why would a person go help the ani? Yes, maybe he's altruistic, but you know what might be deep down in his heart? Yeah, I'm giving it. Yeah, you can say thank you right now. You know, you want to wait till say thank you till after it's loaded up? Or a person feels a little like the balabais when he's giving it. If I'm giving it to the ani, no deif reach shall atzmius. I feel good about myself a little bit. Look at me. I'm giving. Who wrote the lahavgin kanchu balabayis? It's a little bit of gaiva in there. Lo zubavad, besides the fact that the ani might feel even worse when you're not only letting him take it, but you're helping him. How much you giving him? That's what the Torah says. Leave it. Meaning what? Let them feel they're taking it from God. They're not getting it from you. Let them have it. Let them feel like it's theirs. They didn't get it secondhand. He's the Makabo and I'm not the Nosein. Therefore, even though you might say, oh, I want to help him, no, not here. Don't help him here. La'ani v'lager tazov otam. Let them have it. Good. Now let's talk a little bit about why these mitzvahs are repeated. We have this Aseh and Los Aseh here, as we said in Kedoshim, but you have it again repeated there in Emor. Why do you have to have it repeated there? Not only why do you have to have it repeated there, but where is it repeated is very, very difficult. It's in the middle of the Parshas HaMoadim. Perachov Gimel and Parshas Emor. We'll get there, Be'ez Hashem. All the mitzvahs of Yantif. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. They're all there. It's all in Emor. Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav. It's all there. And in the middle of all these mitzvahs, it's all holidays. Right at the end of Shavuot, right after it says to bring the Karban HaOmer on Shavuot, right, the Makor HaSfiras HaOmer, the mitzvah is right there, in Parshas Emor, says the Torah, count the 7 weeks, and then on Shavuot you bring a special Karban, the Shtei HaLechem, V'gratam HaLechem, Shivas Kvasam Neshana, V'chulu, and the coin does Tenufa, he waves this Karban that's brought on Shavuot, and then it says, Uvekutzrachem, it's Ketzir HaTzachem, the pasuk that we just read, and right after that it gets back to Rosh Hashanah. What's this doing in the middle? You can't read the Torah and not be bothered by that. Peah and Leket are stuck in the middle of the Parshas HaMoadim. Number one problem, we already had it in our Parsha. Number two problem, what's it doing there? So, every Rishon talks about it. You don't need to be an Achron to talk about this. Rashi quotes Chazal, Rav Avdimi b'Rabbi Yosef, Ma ra'a ha'kasov litzna be'emsa ha'regalim, Pesach v'yatzeres mikan, Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim v'chag mikan, Pesach and Shavuot over here, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot over there, L'lameitcha, to teach me, This is all Chav Gimel, Chav Beis. Shekol hanosein leket shicha upeya la'ani karaui. Whoever gives these matanas properly, ma'alin alav ki'ilu bana beis hamigdash, v'hikriv karbonosav b'socho. If you give these matanas aniyim properly, it's as if you built the beis hamigdash and brought karbonos in it. Wow. It's pretty amazing. Why is that? So maybe it relates to what we spoke about yesterday, the Ber Moshe, about the emuna that's reflected. But that's what it's doing here. So you have to know what Rashi means. But Rashi says that's why it's in the parshas of the Moadim with all the karbonos, because it's as if you built the Beis HaMikdash and brought a karbon. The Eben Ezra says, maybe it's just that time of year. It says it by Shavuos, because right after Shavuos, that's when things grow. So you mention these. Somewhat difficult, because why don't you mention all the other matnas, kahuna, and the shechacha. That's the Eben Ezra. The Ramban, Yomar, ki kisha tavo el aretz, ukesartem es haomer, reishas kitzirchem, lo sechalaf hasada. What were we just talking about here? Cutting the carbon of omer and the shtial lechem. We're talking about harvesting here. So the Ramban just says, don't think you could kill two birds with one stone. You want to take the omer? You can't take the omer from pay or leket. That's two separate mitzvahs, says the Ramban. This is a mitzvah and this is a mitzvah. Lomar shlo titcha mitzvah hahi es halavin ha'ela. Don't think. So you have the Rashi, you have the Eben Ezra, you have the Ramban. One more. We have two more. We have the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar says, Hashem gives me everything to do mitzvahs with. Everything I have. He gives me a house to put up a mezuzah and have shiurim and have hachnas hazarchim. He gives me clothing to dress properly like a mentorah, to put tzitzis on. He gives me food to make brachos and sudas mitzvah. Whatever we have in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in order to do mitzvahs with. Says the Kli Yakar, I therefore might have thought, it's related to the Ramban, but a little different. If I brought the omer or the shtei alechem, the new grains from my field, I already did a mitzvah with my field. I got to do another mitzvah with my field. I already did it. Says the Kli Yakar, that's the Torah's emphasizing. You did some mitzvahs, that doesn't mean these other mitzvahs are putter. Says the Kli Yakar, it's beautiful. Nir al derech ha-medrash. Shesiv ev-ekadosh baruch hu yisrael b'mitzvahs b'chol maisa. Yatsa lachrosh, you're plowing, lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamar yachtav. Yatsa lezroi, you're planting, lo sizra kilayim. Yatsa liksa, lo sachala pa'asadcha. V'sal kadai dechamina, shesadezu. Kivat shekotzrin mimenu ha-omer, v'kvar nasa ba-mitzvah achas, shemenu chayav l'mevet ba-mitzvah achrisi. Tamalomer, the Torah emphasizes, no. You gotta do another one. You gotta do another mitzvah. Don't think you did one mitzvah with this field, then you're putter from the other mitzvah. Rashi, Eben Ezra, Ramban, Kli Yakar. One more. This I mentioned in various other contexts, and that is the Shemen HaTov. Shemen HaTov notes, why is this stuck here, La'aniva la'ger tazovotam? It's part of a larger theme, but he says, Shavuos obviously is the celebration of Torah. But not only is it the celebration of Torah, in Yadus we always like to put together our two special kohos, that's the call of Torah and the call of Tefillah. He quotes the beautiful Gra, where the Gra says, HaKol kol Yaakov ha'idai midei Esav, if you look in the Torah, HaKol kol, one kol is spelled with a vav, and one kol is spelled without a vav. One kol is spelled male, one kol is spelled chaser. Because that's the two kolos of every Jew, says the Gra. The kol male, the proud, the standing up kol, we're filled, that's the kol of Torah. We're proud, we're excited, we're happy. And then you have the kol that's chaser, the broken kol, the lacking kol. That's the kol of tefillah. Right? You have to be broken when we, and you have to be misfeel like we're missing when we daven. That's the two kolos of a Jew, the kol of Torah and the kol of tefillah. Says the Shemen HaTov by Weinberger, that's why on Shavuos, the day that celebrates Torah, we dafka want to link it to tefillah as well. And that's why David HaMelech is born and died on Shavuos, and that's why we read Rus on Shavuos, he suggests, because that's the leading up to David HaMelech. So what does it all have to do with us? So he says maybe that's why right after Shavuos it says in the Torah, Le'ani v'lager tazov osam. What is la'aniv la'ger tazov osam? La'ani is the anav mikal adam. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'la'ger, who came from a ger? Rus ha'moavia. So that's David HaMelech. La'aniv la'ger tazov osam. Leave it to David and Moshe Rabbeinu. They're the greatest leaders of all time. That's al derech drush, what these mitzvahs are doing right after Shavuos. La'aniv la'ger tazov osam. Okay, so this relates to leket in general, leket and shech, leket and peya, and what it is doing here. There is an important discussion. We don't have time to go through all of it right now. We'll mention it. Maybe we'll do it in one of the other mitzvahs. We have two more mitzvahs of Leket coming up in when we talk about the grapes. In the mitzvahs HaMelech, he discusses a machlokas rishonim is a balabayas is not allowed to choose which ani is going to take his peah. But there is a machlokes if the im yachol ha'ani litfos ha'matonos gam bal karchan shal abayalim. Could an ani forcibly take it from the balabayas? Forcibly. So there's a machlokes about that between the Rambam and Tosfos that we will get to. But the root of the issue, and this is what's discussed in the Achronim right here in the Mitzvah Samelach, in Mitzvah Kufchaf Aleph, when does the produce, the leket or the peya, when does it become owned by the ani? And there are at least three possibilities. Maybe right away. Maybe it's owned by the ani before I even do anything. And if I, the balabayas, if I eat it, so then I'm stealing from the ani, even if I don't do anything. That's one possibility. The other possibility is maybe after designation. Once I designate it, a mafreshit, at that moment it belongs to the poor people. Which poor person? We don't know yet. Whichever one eventually takes it. But maybe it's after the designation. That's number two. It already belongs to the aniyim. Possibility number three? No. Before the ani takes it, it's still mine. It's a mine, that it's a mitzvah for me to leave for you. But even after the designation, it still belongs to the balabayas. And therefore, an ani could come. Once an ani comes and takes it, then it belongs to, then it goes, transfers ownership to the ani. L'may nafkamina, what if somebody who's not allowed to take peah takes it? Who is he stealing from? Is he stealing from me? Is he stealing from them? So that's the fourth category of, that's the third possibility, right? Before it's even designated, after it's designated, before it's taken. Only after it's taken, there's a fourth possibility that the Ksos has, and that is, maybe there's a limbo. Maybe after I designated it, it belongs to nobody. It doesn't belong to me because I already designated it as peah or leket, and maybe it doesn't belong to the aniyim yet because they didn't take it yet. So those are four possibilities. Who or when do these matnas aniyim change ownership legally, halachically? So that could have major nafkaminas. What if somebody takes it? Who is they stealing from? What about how much power does the balabais have over these? These are all various issues related to the mitzvah of leket. Just one final point I wanted to mention. Again, it's a big topic. Just to mention, this is a lav hanitag lase. As we talk about today, it's a lav that can be fixed. Meaning if I picked up my leket, I could drop it off again. There are three types of mitzvos, three categories of mitzvos that have some connection to an avera. Lav she'en bo maase is one of them. Lav hanitag lase is one of them. A lav can be fixed by an ase. The other category is asi docha lo sase. Ase, that's docha lo sase. If my only matzah that I have comes from chadash, comes from an iser, asi docha lo sase. Mila bitzaras, tzitzis, and shatnis, asi docha lo sase. That's another case where an ase has to do with a lo sase. The third possibility is mitzvah baba avera. So whenever we analyze any one of these, all three of them have to be analyzed to make sure to know which one we're talking about. And it's interesting, if you think about it, all three of those, one of them is bad, one of them is good, and one of them was bad and became good. In other words, by a mitzvah baba avera, that's totally bad. You can't even do the mitzvah. By asi docha lo sase, you do it, even though you're violating. And by a lav hanitag lase, it was bad, you violated, but now it's good, you do the mitzvah. So those are the three types of mitzvos that we have that border and are shayach to averos. Again, lav hanitag lase, asi docha lo sase, mitzvah baba avera. Each time it comes up, you have to know what we're talking about, but it's three different models that the Torah gives us of mitzvos that are connected to an avera in some way. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue next week.